TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Wrapping up the collegiate football talk for the day. We'll get to more tomorrow because we get the college football playoff rankings, the first rankings.
And then we all get to freak out, though they mean very little.
They do, but you know what they'll do? It's great for college football.
That's right.
Dude, we'll guarantee we will sit here and be like, God, we should not get too deep into this. It's too early.
And we will get
deep. And we're going to do it for an hour. Because it's, I don't know, it's kind of interesting.
What else you going to do, right? Even though, like, I mean, some of these things are going to sort themselves out because teams will play each other and, you know. Like I said, this is a big one. BYU, I'll have to look at the slate, but BYU-Texas Tech might be the biggest game of this upcoming weekend. I mean, BYU is like eighth in the country.
Yeah.
Texas Tech is a one-loss team, and the winner of that has a...
That's a huge one.
And they may face each other again in the Big 12 title game, but this is a huge game.
A&M's going to Missouri.
Yeah.
Alabama's playing LSU.
I'm looking here. Yeah.
By the way, we can talk about the next week's slate later.
Oregon, Iowa, I think is good.
Let me ask you a question about Ohio State.
Yeah.
Is there a number one team this dominant that we have talked about less than this Ohio State team?
No. Nope.
Why do you think that is? Dude, that team is freaking incredible.
I think at the start of the year, their offense was a little... They don't run the ball particularly well. Saiyan was completing 80% of his passes, but it was kind of dink and dunk. It kind of took a little bit. The defense was elite, but it was always like, well, they didn't play anyone. And so I just think there was this idea that because Ohio State lost so much from last year's team, which at the end of the year was dominant, there's no way that defense was going to be as good. And the offense, I do think, had taken a little bit of a step back. Well, here we are down the road 9 weeks, and it does feel like this defense was indeed that good, and the offense is starting to come around. It's the two best receivers in America between Tate and Jeremiah Smith. Julian Sain is no longer looking like a freshman, and they're trusting him to throw the ball downfield. They're finally starting to run the ball a little bit. And so I think it's kind of getting scary that this Ohio State team may actually be better than last year's Ohio State team.
Well,
and if that's the case, then,
dude,
you know, we may all be playing for second place.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about them that's scary is their defense is the best in the country.
It's really good.
Okay. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say they run into an Alabama. Ty Simpson does, you know, does some good things against that defense or whatever.
Sure.
How does any team stop their receivers? Like, I have never seen a better, and Ryan Day said it after the game against Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
These two receivers with Jeremiah Smith and Tate,
yep.
There isn't a team in the country that can cover them.
No, it's really good.
So as long as Saiyan is able to put the ball, I mean, if he has a modicum of time, mm-hmm. I don't know how you stop Ohio State.
No, and I'm telling you, they're starting to run the ball a little bit.
Well, right, and they will need to. Like, I'm not saying it's just throw it to the receivers, the game over. Yeah. You're going to have to be balanced. You're going to have to – they know that. But again, and this is the same as last year when they were in the playoff, when push comes to shove, having Jeremiah Smith on the outside and having Tate
– Well, what's happening, too, is a lot of times people are doubling Smith, and they're like, cool, here's Carnell
Tate.
Here's Tate. And
he's awesome.
He's
like,
phenomenal.
Dude, it's – they're – I don't know. I don't know why we're not talking about him. Maybe it's because they really haven't played a huge game since that first week with Texas.
And that's the one. And now a lot of the shine has come off Texas. And
so they really don't have a huge win yet.
No, and they're not going to because it's Purdue, UCLA, Rutgers, and Michigan. And so they're going to go into the Big Ten title game undefeated. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that say, look, no one's doubting that Ohio State is great. No one's doubting that Ohio State is a national title team. But I do think there will be a lot of people that will look at that Indiana game or Oregon, who's ever there, right? But we're assuming it's Indiana. They're going to look at that game and be like, okay, now we really get to see, are you better than last year? Is this really a national title team? Or was this typical really good Ohio State?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
With a soft schedule that just didn't really challenge you that much. And it's funny to say, but I think that might be a fair assessment because I don't know how many teams. Texas is not very good. Washington's good, but they went on the road and that was a close game. That was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. They pulled away. Illinois isn't very good. Penn State's a shell of themselves. And Michigan isn't very good. So I do think that assessment is a... Oh, my God. This Cardinals-Cowboys game is so bad.
He dropped it.
I don't... It's just...
It was an interception. He dropped it.
Every time I look up, there is another... What the hell was that? Anyway...
Yeah, YouTube TV is doing everyone a favor by blacking out ESPN tonight.
Not having to watch this. So I do. I think those people that are going to say... I need to wait to see them against Indiana before I fully commit. I understand that a little bit. That being said, there's not another argument to be made right now on who the best team in the country is. There's just not.
Indiana looks really good, dude.
They do, but I will say the last time we saw that game, last year and again. Yeah. Two different teams.
I agree with you.
Ohio State just lined up and punched them right in the face. True, but so I give the benefit of the doubt to Ohio State.
Yeah, but you can't go off of that. No, like, if you're looking at just this year, you could argue there is only one team playing better than Ohio State, and that's Indiana.
And because
they're absolutely rolling teams.
And they went on the road and they took a top five, top six team in Oregon, and they bullied them. So,
but I don't know how you... I mean, I get the skepticism because people are always going to say, oh, you got to prove it. Okay. Yep. But Ohio State was struggling last year and turned it on. Now they're dominating.
Yep. And they they're getting better.
I don't see how they're getting better. Because it's not like all their players are gone. They still have Smith, they still have Tate. Yep. Sayan's just as good, if not better, than Howard.
Yep.
And they still have Caleb Downs. Yep. Like, dude, it's the same team. Yep.
And Bo Jackson.
How anyone could say it's not, I don't understand.
Well,
you're just looking for ways to try to try to, you know, I don't know about tear them down, but just like, I get it. They don't have the big win yet, but they, I don't know, what did they rattle off? Four in a row at the end of last year? Four huge wins? Texas?
Yeah.
They've beaten six. They've beaten six top 10 teams since last year at this time. They beat Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
They beat Tennessee.
Yep.
Tennessee was the first one. Then they beat Oregon. Then they beat Texas. Then they beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Then they came out and beat Texas again.
Yep.
And then the other one was Indiana towards the end of last season.
Yeah, and they bludgeoned them.
Dude, what more do you want?
Look, at this point, Ohio State's the best team in the country until proven otherwise. And maybe it's also, too, that we just don't want to admit that Ohio State is going to do it again.
I think that's right.
And so it's, you know.
I think we don't like the fact that it's this
easy for
them right now. And they're this good.
Yeah, because the rest of college football does feel like there's a lot of parity and like no one's really separated themselves. And so maybe it's just hard to look at Ohio State and say that they've separated. And it's not fair to Ohio State, but there's two other teams in that conference that we consider top six teams, and we don't get to see that game.
Yeah.
We don't get to see them play Oregon. We don't get to see them play Indiana.
Well, we will.
Yeah, well, we'll see one of them, and then who knows what happens in the playoffs. But all these questions would have been solved if the schedule would have broken a little differently and we saw Ohio State and Oregon. Imagine if we had, instead of Iowa-Oregon, we had Oregon-Ohio State this week. How much fun that would be. Or if Indiana was instead of Purdue for Ohio State. But that's kind of the nature.
Unfortunately, this year, I think Iowa's a little more Oregon's level than Ohio State and Indiana.
Yeah.
But we'll, so I can't wait. If Ohio State and Indiana play in the Big Ten title game, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. And maybe we'll get to see we get to see Oregon, Ohio State. That would be a fun rematch in the college football playoff.
You know,
see if Oregon has a redemption factor to it.
It's not just right now, but it's like all of the way it's been going this year.
Yeah.
Ohio State is careening toward the number one seed.
Yeah.
Which would put Oregon, because they've been kind of, since the Indiana loss, they've been kind of in that eight range.
Yeah.
Where if they get a home game,
mm-hmm.
they would play Ohio State.
Mm. Interesting.
So it's one of those things where, and I know a lot of fans, they're not afraid of playing that first round.
Yeah.
Because you get to host the game.
Yeah.
And most of the teams that you see in that first round,
that
Oregon should beat them.
Yeah.
They're the BYUs, the Georgia Techs.
There'll be a group of five teams.
Virginia's,
in there
the North Texas, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, you should be fine.
Maybe you get a Texas Tech. I think Texas Tech would probably be one of the toughest.
I would think so, just because of the line play.
But after that, if you are in the 8-9 game, you get the top seed, and that is likely to be Ohio State. So it's the exact role reversal from last year.
Yeah, and so maybe that's a fun little redemption story. Although, you know, Ohio State may just be the team this year, right? And maybe just start to finish. We don't like it when a team goes start to finish, but...
Well, no one's talking about it.
No.
But...
It is just kind of quietly...
It looks like that.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La, 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.